The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And the big word from the first reading from Sirach, choose. We can choose. We can choose to follow the commandments. It is a gift that God has given us. Free will. The ability to decide. To choose. Choose good, evil, life, or death. All of us choose every day. You can't go throughout the day without making choices, sometimes little ones, sometimes huge ones. That ability to choose, sometimes it feels like a wonderful gift, sometimes a heavy burden. But we all choose. Tom Smith, come on up. I am going to give you the floor. And now, choose what you will talk about.
Good morning. It's me again. My name's Tom Smith. My wife and I have been parishioners here at Corpus Christi for the past 12 years. Father Chris has honored me this year for the third time by inviting me to speak at all masses this weekend about an item of interest to many of you. Father suggested that I choose to talk either about the fourth quarter of last Sunday's Super Bowl game or the annual Catholic appeal. He said it was my choice, so here we go. Let's begin by examining how the Corpus Christi parishioners respond to the bishop's call to support the annual appeal. A good place to start is to take a look at how we responded in the past under Father Chris's leadership. In each of the past two ACA efforts, our parishioners have exceeded our dollar goal and our donor participation goal. Last year was especially successful. On a dollar goal of $56,000, you donated $90,000. The most by far for any annual appeal in any year since the establishment of Corpus Christi Parish. Only two parishes in the Tucson Diocese of 81 parishes exceeded goal by a greater percentage. Those parishes were Sacred Heart in Tombstone and St. Thomas the Apostle in Tucson. Last year, 22 of you donated $1,000 or more. The largest single parishioner gift in this parish was $8,000. The Corpus Christi parishioner average gift was $251. As for the important donor participation results, our goal was to achieve 350 donors. Our actual numbers of families who donated was 358. What about this year's annual appeal? The theme being, with your help, we work wonders. Well, for one thing, it will be the last one under the almost 18-year leadership of Bishop Kikanis, who is retiring at age 75. It is expected that Pope Francis will announce the name of our new bishop within the next several months. For many of you, the annual Catholic Appeal is a familiar charity that you choose to support year after year. A most sincere thank you for your loyalty. Yet for others here today, some may not be knowledgeable of the important good works done through this diocesan-wide outreach effort. I view the annual Catholic Appeal as Bishop Kikanis' Sunday offertory collection. Just as Father Chris asks parishioners to support the mission of our parish through Sunday offertory collections throughout the year, Bishop Kikanis asks parishioners in each of the 81 parish communities to support the 26 charities and ministries that receive funding via the ACA in this once-a-year effort. One of the wonders at work as a result of your donations is the formation and education of the many deacons that serve in our diocese. Presently, there are 173 ordained deacons and another 20 men studying to be ordained. The men selected for the diaconate program must commit to 1 year of discernment and then 4 years of study and training prior to ordination. Other important ministries under the ACA umbrella of funding include hospital ministry, seminarian formation and education, prison and jail ministry, Catholic community services, assistance to needy parishes, and Native American missions. As you may know, here in our parish, there is an active ministry in support of Native American peoples under the leadership of parishioner volunteer Angie Gill and her family. The trailer they use to deliver donated items each month to the Indian reservations was purchased through a grant from the annual Catholic Appeal. Why participate in the ACA, you may ask? Well, one reason is that the annual effort in every parish throughout our diocese is a most efficient and effective way to support its 26 charities and ministries. In fact, 93 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to support a ministry, just a 7% administrative cost. No single parish can provide these vital ministries. Yet, when parishioners in every parish donate to the ACA, we work wonders in the lives of those most in need throughout the Diocese of Southern Arizona. Your gift is an opportunity to participate in the mission of our diocese, supporting the body of Christ beyond just our parish. It is what being Catholic calls us to do. Here are three steps on how we can continue a tradition of Corpus Christi ACA success. Number one, be the first parish in the diocese of 81 parishes to reach goal. Last year, we were second to reach goal and did it in just 8 weeks. Sacred Heart in Tombstone was first, but their goal was just $3,700. Our goal this year is $56,000, the same as last year. Number two, achieve a percentage participation rate of more than 35%. That is a documented yes or no from every family, including non-registered and winter visitor families. Last year, we had over 33% such participation, the first for any parish in the diocese. Number three, increase our number of donor households from 358 to 395, a 10% increase that Bishop Kikanis is requesting of every parish. This should be achievable in a parish of over 1,100 families, don't you think? Now what? Well, the now what is called the action step. That is your response to the bishop's call and Father Chris's call to participate in the annual appeal. This does not mean Father Chris expects every parishioner household to make a pledge or a gift. He does hope and pray that every family will fill out a gift pledge document. Please find a gift pledge envelope located in the document pouch on the back of each pew or chair near you. If you received a gift pledge document in the mail or do receive one this coming week from the bishop, please bring it with you to Mass next weekend. one participation document for every household. If you have completed a gift pledge envelope with you today, place it in the offertory basket today. If you choose to make a cash gift, please place the cash in an ACA envelope and place that envelope in the offertory collection basket. No need to fill out all the census information on that envelope if you're a donor of cash, but we ask you to put the parish name, Corpus Christi, on the document. Thank you. Thank you for being part of the annual appeal tradition in our parish, the tradition of reaching our parish goal each and every year in just 8 weeks. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. So that's what you chose to talk about. I've known Tom for about 15 years now, and I do want to share with you something he said changed me as he came to the parish in Coolidge, St. James, and talked about the appeal, talked about giving, and prior to that, my view was, well, I work for the church, they pay me, why do I need to give? Why do I need to support my parish? Why support the diocese? A rather selfish attitude. And after meeting you, it took a few years. I think I'm a little bit more generous. I do consciously try to support whatever parish I am in, support the Diocese of Tucson. So thank you, Tom. I encourage everybody to participate in this year's appeal, to be a part of it consciously, actively. Choose how to participate. Please don't ignore it, don't turn your back, but choose to be a part of it. How you participate is up to you, but just participate. One last thought about choice, choosing, came from a friend of mine, Bernie Healy, in the seminary. Back in the seminary on Friday nights, that was community night. That meant that we had to dress up for the evening mass. We had to wear coat and tie. Dinner was always special. We got wine with dinner. Afterwards, there was some communal event organized by one of the classes, something to build community. We used to call it forced fun. And one Friday afternoon, I was moaning and groaning, whining, about having to wear a coat and tie. I don't want it. And Bernie said, then don't. No one's making you wear a coat and tie. God gave you free will. Choose. Make a decision. Live with the consequences. My friends, let us stand.